On a sandy lot in the small growing city of Delray Beach, Florida, seven teenagers are hammering and shoveling in the hot midday sun. These students from nearby Atlantic High School are members of the school's Eagle Nest Construction Academy. Amanda Orndorff coordinates the program, which is open to boys and girls in the 9th through 12th grades. She says they study drafting, design, and construction, then use those skills to build houses for low-income families on land donated by the city.
They learn pretty much from A to Z, you know, and then they kind of get to pick which they like better, and they get to specialize in that area. So if they like the drafting side, they can take more classes that focus on that. If they like the actual build side, they can take classes that focus on that.
After students learn the basics of safety and the fundamentals of design and building with instructor Tim Soxey, those interested in construction move with him to the work site. Soxey, an engineer, says this is a special experience for students.
The way the program works is a stepping stone process. Construction isn't just about hammering things together. It deals with a lot of problem solving along the way. And that's probably one of those things that cannot be written in a textbook.
About 25 students are working on this three-bedroom, two-bath house. 10 to 15 are on site at any one time. All must wear hard hats, safety glasses, and heavy boots when on the job. Senior Daniel Norzea says he and his classmates started this house in late October, literally from the ground up.
Well, it was a lot filled with grass, so we had to dig out the grass. We had to level it. Now we got through with the plumbing. We put in the footers, which is the outside area of the house where we're going to pour the cement, so we can wrap up for the summer.
Nearby, Vladimir Selyanis works on a corner of the house.
I got to measure from three points. This point here, this point over here, and this point at the end. They all have to measure up to 12 inches. We're pouring cement in here. And then it has to be leveled.
Local contractors donate materials and services to the program. A local architect rendered the final plan for the house, with input from academy students during the drafting process. In the early stages, Daniel Norzea and a classmate took the rough blueprints to city officials.
It was a great learning experience. Every aspect we learned from the engineering aspects, you know, the measurements, what works, the building codes and zoning codes. We really learned a lot.
About 200 students have come through the Eagle Nest program since it began 5 years ago. This is the second house Academy students have built. It's being constructed according to green building standards. Many of the materials, like floorboards and concrete blocks, are recycled. Students will install insulated walls, energy-efficient appliances, and double-pane windows. Program coordinator Amanda Orndorff says environmental considerations are a new focus for a lot of the kids.
They're learning the concepts within the classroom, and then we're really applying them on the job site. Even as far as teaching the kids that sometimes it's not about just using a recycled product, but a product that may be closer to your location, because it uses less fuel and creates less waste. So that's kind of a new concept for them.
Although many of the students sign up for the program because they want to do construction after graduation from high school, some realize the building trades are not for them and start looking for other careers. But others, like Daniel Norzea, are here for the knowledge this experience offers.
I don't want to have to pay a plumber or someone to come fix my house when I know how to do it myself.
His classmate, Schligden Esteem, who plans to go into structural or civil engineering, has been in the academy program for 4 years. He says this year has been especially exciting.
We're actually building it, not just reading about it or drawing it on paper. We're building the house.
The house is expected to be completed and ready for a family to move in the first half of next year. For VOA News, I'm Mary Sainer in Delray Beach, Florida.